Legendary Kills.
Unwanted target dusted. Solid work.
What's good? What's happening, gamer? This is Mlindini, the long-awaited, and this is the GamerZone show. And today, I'm pretty excited. Well, depending on when you listen to the podcast, what's happening at this time around of the year in South Africa is that we're having Comic-Con Africa. So this is the first time I actually attend this event. And now, I know it's been there quite a while. I've been attending Rage Expo, so we have that in South Africa as well, which stopped because of COVID. And then, yeah, like, you know, the place that we used to go to then ended up shutting down because of financial issues and all that. But now I've decided to take a different route and say, okay, fine, let me go to Comic-Con. Let me discover what's happening. Let me see all the cosplay and everything that is good gaming-wise as well, even though it's like a different experience. But, like, I'm pretty excited for it. So I'm probably going to go there on a Sunday. And the event is September 22nd to 25th. And yeah, look, I'm really excited about it. There's a whole lot of tournaments that's happening there. There's VS Gaming. So now, we have an event in South Africa that's called VS Gaming. And now, that's an event where mostly a lot of these tournaments happen. So, you're competing for money, of course. Prizes are good as well. There's FIFA that I used to play for as well. So, I used to, like, attend the event and compete in FIFA. But I would get my butt kicked, so it was quite hectic. I mean, the first VS Gaming event I attended, I lost to a guy. It was like about 7-3 in FIFA, and that was really bad. It was hurtful, and I was like moved by it. But then I learned that, hey, actually, you could be good around your homies and your friends, but then out there, there's people that play better and play well. And that's not the only game that they bring, of course. There's Fortnite competitions. There's a whole lot of multiplayer games that you can play there. And tournaments that you can take part in. And there's going to be like a live championship event at the expo, so I'm really keen for that. Like, I'm so excited. There's even KFC who's saying they are official partner. They are called the wingman of Comic-Con, and that's quite good. Oh yeah, there's also a meal that I'm actually gonna go for there. So it's like it's really good. It's a crunch burger with a donut, so it's just the crunch burger being the patty in between, and then two donuts, you know, one top, one at the bottom. And it's like, okay, this is gonna be good. I'm probably gonna get sick from eating all of this junk food and all these things, but I mean, like, look, it's a weekend event. It's actually quite interesting, and the first time I go there, so I'm like, you know what, I'm just gonna go there and be just explore and just be myself and get excited and meet new people. Celebrities are going to be there as well. There's going to be a lot of cosplay, which is like one of the main things that happens at Comic-Con. So I mean, it's a 4-day event, so it's a Thursday to a Sunday, but I'm probably going to go maybe 2 days, Saturday, Sunday. And it looks like Doritos is actually having their own Crunch Cup, as what they call it. So now this is going to be like a 4 free-to-play tournament, which is one title per day. So it's 4 days, of course, like I said, Thursday to Friday, which is going to be Fortnite. There's going to be Street Fighter, there's Tekken, there's FIFA. So it's quite a variety of games. If you like fighting games, you could go for Street Fighter or Tekken. I mostly am a Street Fighter fan. I like Tekken a bit, but I haven't played in a while. I used to play that in PS2, but the first fighting game I think I enjoyed was King of Fighters, which is not there, so unfortunately I cannot play that. But Street Fighter was the second one that I also played. So I grew up like playing arcade games. We used to go to these game shops and just put in our coins in there, and then we just play with Street Fighter characters and compete with other people around next to each other. And we used to put, like, you know, some coins at the top of the arcade machine to say who's next, who's the next challenger and all that. I remember the game was so good. Like, you could never actually finish the whole game, like, you know, the story mode, because everyone wanted to challenge the next person. It was just that competitive feeling to it. And I'm glad to see that esports is actually growing, and they're taking it to the next level where now we can actually compete for prizes, and it's like quite good. I'm not good at fighting games. I mean, I play mostly FIFA, which I'm good at. I play role-playing games, but that's not online. So, I mean, some of them are, which is MMORPGs, but then I play like single-player offline role-play, but FIFA is mostly what I'm good at, and hopefully I don't get beaten again like I did at VS Gaming a couple of years ago. But I'm interested, you know, I could actually go for these tournaments and maybe compete in one or two of them, give it a try. Just saying, if ever you're gonna go to an event like Comic-Con, just don't go with your heart in it and say you're gonna win this, you're gonna do that. You're gonna get your heart broken, you're gonna get destroyed, you're gonna meet someone who's very good, someone who's so competitive to the point that they might just, like, you know, do the most. Or you could win and be arrogant, but I don't know, I'll just say being humble is the best option here when it comes to these tournaments. What's also interesting is that there's a KidsCon esports tournament, so this is quite cool. So now, they're teaching kids basically how to do esports in primary school, and it's like a good event, and it's like they're teaching them Minecraft as well. So there's a Minecraft tournament, which is something I've never seen, which is something that I'm interested in. I actually want to see how they do it, and it says 16 schools with 64 players, so that's going to be quite a number of people, like students there, and it's quite interesting. You see that like esports is actually growing. It's going to become a big thing. It's like, as much as people say, no, it's not sports, sports needs to be physical, sports needs to be this and that, no, it's not how it is. Technology is advancing, things are changing, and the world is improving. Things are looking good, man. I mean, you don't need to be good at physical sports, you don't need to do anything. You could just be good at esports, you could play Minecraft. I remember back then when Minecraft came out, I was so annoyed. I didn't like Minecraft. I was like, what is this whole rage and excitement that everyone is like, Minecraft, let me play Minecraft. Minecraft mobile release, and everyone was talking about it. I was like, no, it's not for me. Seen the gameplay, I've watched it, I've never played it myself, but look, if they're teaching kids how to, like, you know, compete in esports and all this in primary, this is quite good. It's very good. I mean, we grew up not knowing things about this. I mean, back then it was like gaming is just like a hobby, it's a distraction, you know, like, you know, our parents would tell us that no, it's not good for you, you should be focusing on your books and all that. I'm not saying it's wrong, but at the same time, you know, just being open-minded and knowing that look, you could have a career in games, you could be a game developer, you could be the best esports player. You don't really need to, not necessarily say go to varsity, you can, but I mean, there's other options to being rich out there, making money, being famous, a whole lot of things. But all I'm saying is Comic-Con this year is looking lit, it's going to be good. Nintendo is also going to be there, so hey, I'm excited. Red Bull as well, so yeah, hopefully I'm going to get to see some Red Bull players who play FIFA, because I, like I said, I love FIFA and I would like to meet them. Maybe just have a chat with one or two of them and be like, hey man, I want to grow in FIFA, I want to be an esports player, what tips can they give me? Watching these tournaments live, it's going to be exciting. Maybe I might even change my mind and just get a whole weekend pass and just go all these days, because I mean, I don't want to miss any moment of these events. But hey, just let us know in the socials if you also go to these type of events, what you're looking forward to, or if you're in South Africa as well and you did go to VS Gaming before, and then you just thought, hey, let me also attend Comic-Con just like me, you can just let me know as well, and just like, you know, let's just slide into the DMs, let us know what you're interested in, what you like. Is it Comic-Con that you like? Is it the street con? Is it the cosplay? Is it the gaming, the food? Let us know. Anyway, stay blessed, keep on gaming. We're here to match up the place. I'm one of the youngest in age, so make sure you're watching this.
Time and time and time again, I know that I saw my sins. You don't see my sin no more.
Haven't you heard? It's the Netflix of radio.
Radio has never been better.